Several thousand young Afghans are attending a music and arts festival of their own this week in Kabul. And Pierre Sean Carberry sent this postcard from the third annual Sound Central Alternative Music and Arts Festival.
While this is going on outside the French Cultural Center in Kabul, this is going on inside. The Afghan metal band District Unknown has the standing room crowd in a frenzy. Shirtless musicians stage diving and strutting like Metallica in front of a mixed-gender audience is not what most people expect to see in Kabul.
This is, you know, shocking in Afghanistan.
Qudratullah Rajavi was born and raised in Iran, and his family moved back to Kabul 8 months ago.
I've never experienced any live performance in my life, and I really enjoyed it.
Rajavi looks in awe at all the activity in the courtyard. On the outside stage, DJs and Afghan hip-hop artists like Paradise perform as young Afghans twist, hop, and spin around in breakdance moves. Graffiti artists paint giant murals, including one of a woman's body. That's definitely not something you're likely to see in Kabul. But the main action is on the inside stage, where the audience is rocking out to Afghan bands like Morcha, Kabul Dreams, or in this case, White Page. They're one of the younger metal bands in Kabul. Hojat Hamid is the lead guitar player. He also plays violin in Afghanistan's youth orchestra.
White Page is a new page for Afghanistan, the page after all the black pages after war.
He says playing the festival is a source of pride.
The world, if could see, they will see the changes in Afghanistan.
They would also see how massive an undertaking this festival is for a country where it can be difficult enough to track down a set of guitar strings, let alone assemble a complex sound system. Yet the event featuring 30 bands, 20 visual artists, other performers, both Afghan and expat, is running pretty smoothly. After a blistering set by his band White City, I catch up with Australian guitarist Travis Beard, who founded the Sound Central Festival 3 years ago. He says it takes him the better part of a year to piece together the funding, artists, and other logistics to make the festival happen.
The kids want this. They're hungry for it, they're thirsty for it, and all we're doing is providing that place for them to enjoy this alternative type of music and art.
He says it's an opportunity for youth to both escape the challenges of daily life in Afghanistan and to express themselves.
Now we're going to do some crazy stuff.
And there's certainly no lack of expression going on here. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News.